Through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about crying for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Wednesday, is the 26th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to verse 32. Of chapter Al-Fatir.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Thumma awrathna al-kitaba alladhina istafayna min 'ibadina faminhum zalimun li nafsihi wa minhum muqtasidun wa minhum sabiqun bil khayrati bi idhnillah dhalika huwa al fadlul kabir.
Then we caused to inherit the book those we have chosen of our servants, and among them is he who wrongs himself, and among them is he who is moderate, and among them is he who is foremost in good deeds by permission of Allah. That inheritance is what is the great bounty.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ma lana rabbun siwa.
There is a great deal of traditions narrated from Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, in all of which the Quranic phrase, the elected servants of Allah, has been rendered into the Immaculate Imams. These narrations are the statement of the clear and first grade expansions of the case, and they do not hinder that the scholars and learned ones of the Ummah, and those martyrs and righteous ones who tried hard in the way of protecting this heavenly book. We shall the same faith with the skies and the earth. What do we have in this part? This is today's special. Just as we believe in the oneness of Allah, the Prophet of the Holy Prophet, and the wilaya or mastership of Imam Ali, peace be upon them, we have faith in all that Allah has created in the skies and on the earth. We believe that the earth and the skies also weep over the hardships that were experienced by the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Ali, while passing through Karbala, stopped at the place where Hussein was going to be buried and said, "Here Hussein and his comrades will be slain, and the heavens and the earth shall weep over them."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In this regard, you find that shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is highly recommended. With the downfall of the Umayyad dynasty, you find that this situation was no longer so dense and terse and very critical. And at that time, you find that the infallible Imams, Imam Muhammad the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir al-Islam and the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq al-Islam recommended people and urged the people to go on a pilgrimage to Karbala in order to visit the tomb of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the rest of the Ashura martyrs over there. Now, we find that in all cases, when people enter Karbala and at the same time when people enter Imam al-Hussein's holy shrine, we find that and we've noticed that people burst into tears. And this is a kind of psychological sympathy that people show and feel in view of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This kind of sympathy and this kind of shedding tears is highly recommended. And it has several psychological effects, both on the person who expresses, who experiences this feeling, and also on the people who are around. For younger generations, for example, for children, it shows the elders' sympathy and they take lessons from the reaction when they view the tomb of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or when they enter the city of Karbala. This is one point. And for the elders, for those people who experience it, it shows that, there are still believers in Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and they do still believe in the teachings, in the careers, in the character, and in the personality of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his followers. And this kind of shedding tears is usually followed by expressing desires and praying for those people who have had the desire of attending those sacred places, but for any reason they haven't been able to afford.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Karbala.
The history and philosophy of Azza al-Hussein. When the prisoners were finally freed by Yazid, they asked for an opportunity to have rites of remembrance in Damascus. A house was made available to them and Azza al-Hussein went on for over a week. Just as Hazrat Musa had been raised in the palace of the enemy of Allah, Lady Zainab laid the foundation of Azza al-Hussein in the very capital of his murder. On their return to Medina, Lady Zainab took over the leadership of Azza al-Hussein in the city of the Holy Prophet. This aroused such strong emotions in the people and such a revulsion against the oppressor that the governor wrote to Yazid to have Lady Zainab exiled from Medina. This was done in the beginning of 62 AH. Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, died shortly afterwards.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
The pride felt by Ahlul Bayt at their Shia, that share in their happiness and grief. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib said, Surely Allah has chosen for us followers and Shias who assist us and are happy at our happiness and are sad at our sadness. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, has referred to a natural and logical human phenomenon. When the one you hold dearer than you is happy, you rejoice. When he is in hardship or grief or dies, you will not be happy, nor will you remain indifferent. The human characteristic inside you will automatically plunge you in the depth of grief. Thus, in light of Imam Ali's words, who are the ones that commemorate the grief of Ahlul Bayt, and who are those that resent and oppose it? Similarly, when we read that Imam Reza once said, Ibn Shabib, O son of Shabib, if it makes you happy and you desire to be with us in the elevated ranks of paradise, then be sad at our grief and happy at our happiness. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله Peace and salutations upon you O Master of Martyrs يا سيد الشهداء We talked about benefiting from زيارة عاشوراء Islam is the religion of submission I am submitting to God Therefore I have intense joy Intense لذة that I am his abd Once a person becomes an abd of Allah It says you start to become like God, you become godly. Some of the divine powers reach you, as some of the traditions have. أطعني فيما أمرتك أجعلك تقول لشيء كن فيكون. Follow me, Allah says in this tradition, in what I have commanded you, and you will become like me. When you say, be, it is. Or in other traditions, Allah says in these traditions, Abdi ati'ni aj'aluka mathali or mithli. Follow me and obey me and I will make you like me. Meaning that some of those divine powers that God has, you will be given. This is the other side of ubudiyat. This is the other side of maqam al-mahmud. That we talk about you do things for a purpose. You do it for to be a servant of Allah. But know that when you're a slave of Allah, it's not like being a servant of a human or servant of somebody else. When you became a servant of Allah, you become very powerful and you get the divine powers of Allah. And you begin to enjoy life truly through bala, through lizzat, through calamity, through joy. All of it doesn't matter for you because you're a slave of God and you're just following and submitting to Him. And you're very happy because you're fulfilling the entire purpose of why you're created.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your prayers and morning gatherings. في أمان الله.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.